Poll, Young Americans Sympathetic to Hamas, Democrat Party Splits. By Neil Monroe on November 21, 2023. Younger Americans are far more likely to declare pro-Hamas attitudes than older Americans, according to a November Harvard-Harris poll. 49% of people aged 18 to 24 blamed Israel for being primarily responsible for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, the poll reported. In contrast, 22% of all Americans primarily blamed Israel for the crisis, which was started by Hamas's feral attack on Jewish civilians on October 7. Israel fights terror, is Israel's response to Hamas legal and justified? 60% of young people aged 18 to 24 said, Hamas and Israel both have fairly equal just causes. Among people aged 55 to 62, the respondents split 20% for Hamas versus 80% who said there is no moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel's democracy. The November 15 to 16 poll used a large panel of 2,851 registered voters. Similarly, 51% of young people aged 18 to 24 said they think Hamas respects the rights of religious and ethnic minorities like Christians and Jews. Nationwide, 27% of Americans think Hamas respects the rights of religious minorities. Hamas is an Islamic supremacist group, and it demands the total subordination of Christianity and Judaism to an Islamic government. Listen, Hamas terrorist calls parents, brags about killing 10 Jews. 17% of younger Americans think the solution to the conflict is for Hamas to take over Israel, compared to 7% of all Americans, according to the poll. The poll underlines the shifting U.S. politics caused by legal and illegal migration, which has imported many millions of young migrants for low-wage jobs and low-status lives throughout the United States. This policy has ensured that migrants now comprise 15% of the population, and their children are competing for jobs and status in a low-wage economy in a chaotic society. This migrant population has helped to create a left-wing anti-elite bloc of woke attitudes, which includes a growing strain of anti-meritocratic and anti-Jewish voters. The commingled anti-meritocratic and anti-Semitic outburst has shocked many politicians and Democrat-affiliated professionals and business leaders since the Hamas attack on Jews in October. The New York Times reported on November 17, Representative Jamal Bowman, whose New York district encompasses several affluent Westchester County suburbs as well as a small part of the Bronx, last week planned a healing breakfast with Jewish constituents pained by his pro-Palestinian politics. Now, with the conflict in the Middle East inflaming American politics, he seemed likely to face his own primary challenge in June, one that will test the coalition between liberal Jews and people of color that is key to the progressive movement both in his district and in the country more broadly. People like me are not being given much to work with when we go to some of our beleaguered, anxious and frightened Jewish friends, and they are saying that the left is so infested with anti-Semitism that they can no longer be part of it, said Lisa Jen, a local progressive activist who is part of a group called Jews for Jamal. Liberals and progressives angrily deny any link between pro-migration policies and the rising share of anti-Semitic attitudes on the left, even as the Democrat Party splits into pro-Israel and pro-Hamas blocs. There are signs that the party is fracturing over Israel, the New York Times wrote. According to a recent Reuters/Ipsos poll, about three-quarters of Democrats want a ceasefire, but few in the Democratic establishment share their views. Last week, in a rare gesture of defiance, more than 100 congressional staffers walked out to demand that their bosses back a ceasefire. More than 500 alumni of Biden's 2020 presidential campaign and Democratic Party staff members have signed a letter imploring Biden to call for a ceasefire, saying, "If you fail to act swiftly, your legacy will be complicity in the face of genocide." Other polls show that GOP support for Israel is more unified than in the increasingly split Democrat Party.